But praise the Lord, we've had a wonderful time. I want to thank everybody. And Nikki, thank you for coordinating all of this. All right, you're cutting into my minutes. As Nikki said, the definition of tradition is a belief or a behavior passed down within a group or society with symbolic meaning or special significance with origins in the past. I want to speak with you for just a few moments about a tradition of trust. A tradition of trust has been passed down to us, and it has been expressed in a number of forms. Some of us may have heard, keep God first in your life. Others of us may have heard, hold to God's unchanging hand. My mom used to say to me, Danny, keep your hand in God's hand. She would always say that to me as I was about to go back to college. Others may have heard, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. But all of these are speaking to a tradition of trust. James Weldon Johnson put it like this, God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who hast brought us thus far on the way, thou who hast by thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in the path, we pray. Lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met thee, lest our heart drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. But this tradition of trust far predates our immediate ancestors. David wrote in Psalm 56:3, when I am afraid, I will trust in you. So for those of you who are used to taking notes, if you just need a main idea, here it is. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. So what are you afraid of today? Few things are as relevant to all of us as fear. We live with it all the time. When I was a child, some people who didn't want us in the neighborhood hurled a big sack of beans through the plate glass window of our living room and burned a cross on our front yard. My dad and uncle went to the closet and grabbed their guns and raced through the living room and out the front door, and I could hear them up on the roof trying to protect us. I remember the long drives to Louisiana from Michigan. My family would take to visit relatives because my family is from Louisiana. And we would take that long drive over the summers to visit relatives down there. And my dad was very careful to plan the trip so that we didn't hit Mississippi or Arkansas at night. But this verse is not limited to any particular category of concerns. It also applies to when I am afraid of what the doctor will say to me. I will trust in you. When I'm afraid of my work situation, I will trust in you. When I'm afraid of my financial situation, I will trust in you. When I'm afraid of what's happening in my marriage, I will trust in you. When I'm afraid of what's happening with my children, I will trust in you. When I'm afraid of myself, and I don't even know what's going on with me, and I can't figure a way out, when I'm a mess, I will trust in you. When I'm afraid that things are going so well that something bad is bound to happen, the other shoe is about to drop. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. When I'm afraid of whatever I'm afraid of, I will trust in you. For we're also directed in the scriptures to trust in him at all times. You know, one of the things that I do is collect questions that I like to ask when we're in social gatherings. And one of those questions is, if someone was to build a monument to you, what would it look like? And I finally figured out my answer to that question. Here's what my monument would look like. It would be a monument of a little tiny me gazing up with awe at a gigantic image of the Lord. Something like this. Or something. Because that's what it's about. It's about trusting in him. I want you to turn with me to the view, which is in your bulletin, and I want to end with this. Imagine trust in the Lord. It's on the next to the last page. Imagine trust in the Lord as a spectacular palace. Imagine that place of trust in the Lord as a spectacular palace, hidden from view, but as real as the invisible air that surrounds us. Inside this palace are scintillating treasures. There's soul-level peace, not as the world gives, but supernatural peace that surpasses human understanding. Also, inside this palace of trust is the joy of the Lord, greater than earthly joy. Inside is rest for all who are weary and heavy laden. Inside is security that cannot be shaken. Inside is perspective, like that spoken by Joseph to his brothers upon their reunion many years after they'd sold Joseph into slavery and then found themselves at his mercy. You meant it for evil, he said, but God meant it for good. There's so much more inside this palace of trust. The Lord's strength, his comfort, and awareness of his presence. All the unsearchable riches of Christ. These are the priceless items that await us in the palace of trust. In this palace, the most precious treasures are in trusting in the Lord, not just trusting the Lord for something. So let all things point us to that place, whether it's money matters, relationship issues, workplace dynamics, or health concerns, whether things pleasant or painful, success or failure, let everything be a prompt to look to him and ask him to lower the drawbridge that we may enter the palace of trust. The pervasiveness of fear always means that there's opportunity to trust. Whenever fear rears its ugly head, it's also inviting us to enter the palace of trust. That palace is a secure place. It's a peaceful place. It's a joyful place. And it's a place that has these qualities regardless of the circumstances that drove us there in the first place. In other words, the circumstances can remain. The storms can continue to wreak havoc on the outside. Situations can remain the same and never shift. But we can still find the true riches in that palace of trust, because that is where the true riches are hidden. In Sunday school this morning, we were talking about this subject, and one of the sisters was sharing with us how she's in a very difficult situation right now and how she's being molded by God and how things are, she's hopeful about some things that are very daunting. And she began to tear up as she was telling us this story. And she said, these tears, you need to understand that these tears, I'm crying because I'm joyful. I'm crying because I'm at peace. I'm crying because I know I'm gonna be okay. Nothing has changed right now, but I'm in that palace of trust where the surpassing peace of God is ministering to me. And we can enter that palace at any time, brothers and sisters. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. And my 12 minutes are up.